All right. This is the Bees Game Podcast. This is a review for The Defenders, which is a show on Netflix. The creators are Douglas Petrie and Marco Ramirez. It stars Charlie Cox as Daredevil, Kristen Ritter as Jessica Jones, Mike Halter as Luke Cage, Finn Jones as Iron Fist, Elodie Young, and Sigourney Weaver. The synopsis is Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and the Iron Fist team up to fight crime in New York City. This is a spoiler podcast, so if you haven't seen it, that's on you. And we'll start with Keith. What is your opinion on the entire season of The Defenders?
Overall, I thought that Defenders was an improvement over Iron Fist. That would probably be the best thing I can say about it at the moment. Granted, it's still a decent thing to watch. I mean, if you watch the other Netflix Marvel TV shows, then Defenders is definitely worth a watch. The first three episodes of the show had showed promise, especially with Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and being pretty strong characters for the most part, but there wasn't enough of that. The best thing I can say about it is that it's improved the Iron Fist character a little bit, but not enough for him to be a viable placement for other characters. And for whatever reason, Daredevil felt stunted in this whole thing. I remember watching the last season, and I didn't quite understand why he was acting like, I don't want to say a little bitch, but reticent about putting on the costumes, especially with stuff that was going on and happening. Did I understand Elektra died, blah, 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 and all that stuff happened, but, and that he failed to protect her and all that stuff. I failed to protect her, so I'm upset and angry with myself. Angle is overdone, especially in this day and age. Here you are talking about you couldn't protect a female super assassin from getting killed by a whole battalion of other super assassins. So I'd say the fact that you stepped up to the plate and tried to get the job done was a good effort. I mean, in this case, good effort is certainly absolves certain things. Plus, he was a bit of a wild child. There were a couple twists and turns that I liked, but overall, at the end of the day, when I watched that last episode, I came away with a kind of a sour note. So it's better than Iron Fist. That's all I'm kind of left with. And I did like where Jessica Jones is going. So once again, she was done very well.
All right, James.
I agree with Keith on most of what he said. I felt that this series wasn't as good as the previous series. Iron Fist, I kept falling asleep on it. This one, I did not fall asleep on it. I did watch it straight. I think I may have taken a nap and then just continue where I left off, not just fall asleep on it in mid-watching. I believe that Iron Fist was the weak link in this whole series. His parts were just very dry and very generic. I felt that the chemistry between him and Colleen, it didn't seem really there. It seemed like it was forced. It was like they were trying to make a connection. I didn't feel that they were really involved or they really cared about one another. It just seemed that it was very, very forced. All the other characters seemed genuine, seemed more realistic, seemed grounded. I also agree with Keith that Daredevil's reluctancy to get back into the game, I understood why, because he lost so much being Daredevil. He lost Elektra. He lost his friends. He just was alone. So he didn't want to do that, but deep down he did because he knew that was a part of him. So I understand the reluctancy. I see the character. I actually see the character progression with him. I liked Luke Cage's part in this series. I thought it was a continuation of where he left off from his own series, and I also liked Jessica Jones and her continuation. The weak link of this whole thing was Iron Fist. And it seemed like they tried to make him the focal point of the Defenders, which to me was a mistake. And also, one of the problems I had with this series, I like Sigourney Weaver, but she didn't seem very villainous to me. I wasn't really threatened by her. She was just more so well-spoken, and I didn't think she would come out and just whoop somebody's ass or nothing like that. One thing I did not like on the technical side of it was the transitions. After a while, the transitions were cool. I'm like, okay, I see what you're doing here. But after a while, it became very repetitive, very redundant, and it was just overdone. But then they kind of calmed it down after a while. I think that was due to the different directors for each episode. But I would say probably the first three episodes, the transitions and certain camera angles were just, we could do this angle. Let's just do it. It doesn't try to propel the story, or it doesn't give a different angle on the perspective of the characters. It just simply just did it because it was available. That's what I thought about Defenders. It was good, but it wasn't as good as the previous ones, and I put it above Iron Fist.
Matt.
I like the series. I thought it did pretty well as far as integrating all the characters. I do feel that some of the characters were underserved, such as Daredevil. I kind of felt that they force-fed the importance of Iron Fist's role in the series rather than let it happen naturally. And it seems like they were trying to make up for the lack of screen presence in his own series, and they transitioned it to Defender to make a more of an impact, which his role in it didn't seem like it fit. Honestly, if you replaced him with another character, I don't think you would have missed a beat. Other than that, I thought it was pretty okay. I don't really have too much to say on it.
All right, and from outer space, I actually have some comments from Mike. He said that he thought the show was good, but could have been better. The Iron Fist remains the weakest character and doesn't come off superhero-like as he should. Madame Gal is the strongest villain in the series outside of the Kingpin. The Elektra turn was not as big of a surprise as it could have been. And the sacrifice scene at the end for Marvel has been done before. For me, the worst part about this Netflix universe was Iron Fist.
Thank you.
The worst part about this show is the focus on the Iron Fist being the centerpiece and about why this whole thing is happening. So it's very slow for the 8-episode season. There's a lot of filler for like at least 4 episodes. And it's a lot of filler for the seriousness of the situation. The action isn't shot well. The whole setup for everything is silly. Coming from Daredevil, just Daredevil the show, and at the end where they found the hole in the ground, why is this the direction that they decided to take with it? The explosives and the Jessica Jones client was underdeveloped. I was a little confused about Elektra and the whole being under the spell for, I guess, 5 or 6 episodes was a bad direction. The handwriting revelation was bland and should have happened earlier in the season. The whole hand, we're supposed to be highly skilled warriors, but they're getting defeated by regular people. Did anyone have a problem with that?
I see Barry's point.
I mean, I can see what you're saying.
But I do have to counter that the fight scenes were... It's clear they got the Daredevil stunt choreographer for this.
You know what?
But
go ahead.
I agree. They weren't shot well, especially that super fight with the hand. Mm-hmm. What was that, the last or next to last episode where they were just like all going at it? I'm like, it felt really disjointed in how they handled that. And I'm not sure what's going on with the stunt choreograph. This was the TV show to pull it out. And I thought that because of the 8 episodes, they would have enough money to put towards the action elements in it.
And to piggyback on what you're saying, Keith, now with the fight scenes, I didn't mind the fight scenes, but compared to Iron Fist,
way better.
This was way better.
Iron Fist, he did look a lot better, but I agree with Barry's point. This is nothing like Daredevil Season 1. Daredevil Season 1 and 2 was amazing.
I come to the conclusion that maybe it's not the fight scenes. Maybe it's the fighting style. Because Daredevil still looked like Daredevil. He was still whooping ass, and I was like, damn!
But there was a lot of cuts.
Doing this,
huh? I mean, there was a lot of cuts.
Yeah.
I want to say
Iron Fist was doing his fight, I was just like...
Eh. No, the fight scene when they were in that building, the Midland Circle building, that was good. I'm talking about the end.
That was good?
That was good, but it was like, nah, it's got to be... Daredevil's fighting was more brutal.
That's what I'm saying. It was more brutal and more polished to me. Like, he was just whooping ass. He was smooth with it. Iron Fist, you expect him to be on the same level or a way he should be above Daredevil, especially for him being Mortal Iron Fist, which he kept...
That's what I'm saying about the hand in general.
Again.
Everyone from the hand...
He should have whooped their ass like they stole something.
So a lot of the deaths were anticlimactic and uninspired, particularly all the hand's deaths, and specifically Sigourney Weaver.
That's true.
This reminds me of Batman Begins. The hand is the League of Shadows. And you have Bruce Wayne... that turns his back on the League of Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Iron Fist turn his back, and they come back to get him.
I actually thought about that, too. That's a great reference, because you know what? Bringing back Elektra, I thought about the Lazarus Pits and all this stuff. I was like, this is like so League of Assassins right now. We're in the League of Assassins.
So let me just continue. An actress the level of Sigourney Weaver, all she does is frown and bark orders. I believe Madame Gao and Sigourney Weaver's role should have been reversed, where Sigourney Weaver should have been a mid-level person.
Agreed.
The Elektra reveal in episode 6, becoming a new leader, wasn't worth it. Misty was underutilized. All she does is show up.
Vastly underutilized.
Play the police officer that's always one step behind, left out of the loop. And her character was far more complex in Luke Cage.
Agreed.
And I think she just fell prey to too many side characters and them not being able to accommodate everyone. Because it seemed like Misty fell by the wayside. And also, Colleen was just there. I mean, they were sitting in a damn weight room the whole time. I agree with you 100%. One thing I did like, and this is going back to Luke Cage, you know, how they kind of gradually took Misty's arm. Because everyone that knows Misty Knight's character, that she has a bionic arm or a robotic arm or something like that.
And she was part of Heroes for Hire crew.
Right. And Luke Cage kind of thought that she was going to lose her arm because she was losing blood. She got shot. Just like the prognosis was part that she was going to lose her arm, but she didn't. And then in this, she actually loses her arm. I don't know. For some reason, I like that. Kind of just foreshadowing. And for some reason, before it even happened in this series, I thought, like, okay, it's going to happen here. It's too many damn swords for someone not to get cut. She's getting involved a little bit too much. I had a feeling it was going to happen.
All right. So, Keith, you were talking about some twists and turns. What did you mean?
Elektra killing off Sigourney Weaver's character and taking over the Hand. The revelation that early on, they set Sigourney Weaver's character on a very unique path. That is, she didn't know who she or what her importance was to the Hand was. But as you come to realize, you see the kind of the whole thing, the members of the Hand, they left Kung Lao. We finally understand what the substance and what the whole beef was about. I didn't see that coming. Was like a oh shit moment when like she shivved her in the back and stuff, but then again, I should have saw it coming. That's what I meant by some of the little twists that they threw in there, or kind of reveals that they kind of threw in there.
And that's Kun Lun. I think you said Kun Lao. That's Mortal Kombat character.
Mortal Kombat.
All right. So I have two questions. Question number one is Daredevil came out in 2015. From that point, they were talking about, hey, we're going to do Jessica Jones, we're going to do Luke Cage, we're going to do the Iron Fist, and then we're going to do this team-up thing that is like the mini-Avengers. So was that two-year wait worth it?
In my opinion, it was not. In fact, they probably could have pushed it further back if this is what the product we got. Daredevil was more in tone. It was very serious, very action-oriented. Jessica Jones came out. That was the flip side to what was going on. It was very subtle. It was very much focused on what a woman was going through, yet you had an actual powered person in, you know, in the Netflix show and stuff. Luke Cage came in. It was the social impact of a superhero in the city of New York. So it was another side to the cinematic universe. Then you get Iron Fist, and you're like, what the heck is he showing? Like, the corporate side, it wasn't even worth it. But at the same time, there was a connection between all of them, which was this event with the Hand that we finally see. Defenders was supposed to connect them all together, but in truth, it just kind of served to show that how different they were. So I could have waited for Defenders. I could have waited for more growth for the individual characters, because they sidelined too many characters, like James said, and what you said, Barry, that they sidelined too many characters, like Jessica Jones' friend, I forget her name.
Trish.
She got sidelined. So did all Daredevils with his gang. The supporting characters for each of their series got sidelined, with the exception of Claire. And they got sidelined, and it was detriment to those characters, because those characters were extremely strong. Like, and if we had a couple more seasons with each one of those characters, I could have forgiven that, because I would have known enough what was going on. But I looked at this, and I was like, why is Foggy and that chick Double Wall pissed off at Matt? Because he saved their lives? Like, why are they pissed off? What's Colleen Wing's beef? Like, I mean, last time I heard, you know, she got to travel around the world fighting the Hand. Now she's got a bad attitude. Like, I mean, what the heck? And why are you just sitting there in the police station? It wasn't worth it. They should have pushed it back another year, maybe, after another round of seasons.
And also, Carrie Ann Moss just showed up for one episode. She was at the beginning. And
yeah, I love her character. Her character's pretty cool.
And it seemed like she knew more than what was going on, but then she just disappears. So, James, was it worth the wait?
Honestly, no. No. They could have done it way, 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 way better. They had all the characters, they had all the side characters that they could have added gradually. I mean, I'm not saying this is a piss poor series. I'm not saying that, but I just expected a lot more. And right now, I am not impressed at all. And they could have waited a little bit longer and to put out a better product. But to me, it's something they rushed, because they had like maybe a timetable they wanted to do.
Mike emailed me his comments. He feels that this is Marvel concluding phase one of the Netflix series. In a sense, it was worth the wait. Matt.
I don't believe it was worth the wait. As far as getting back to the Hand and I guess the Netflix universe, I get it, but I'm honestly kind of tired of the Hand and what the bad guys, they're known as what, the Fingers?
Yeah, the Fingers of the Hand, the Five Fingers.
And that is funny because then they start talking about the Shakes. So now you have shaky hands. The Earthquakes, they call it the Shakes.
Yeah.
You guys never thought of it like that, did you?
No. All right, so next question. Simple enough is, do you want another season of the Defenders? Okay, Matt has already given his opinion.
Yes, I do. I like all the characters. Iron Fist was made a little bit more likable in this TV show. Not that much.
He wasn't funny. Like, I mean, he's skinny man, and I'm rich.
Yeah, and but he and Luke Cage had chemistry. It was developing, but then it got kind of cut short.
I agree with you there. That wasn't forced. It was gradual. It became organic. It was gradual because at first, you know, they fought, and then they had to talk. They were getting along, and then it's just they're on two different sides of the world. Yeah. One person's from this world, another person from this world, and he basically questioned him on how he is handling things and like how he doesn't understand the power that he has to take care of certain situations easier than what he's doing. I thought that was cool. And then later on, kind of progressed. I personally think they could do a series together, but they definitely had to improve on Iron Fist. To me, Iron Fist is the weak link of the Defenders. They focused on him in this series. That is why I am not really feeling this.
And it's not the actor's fault. I mean, it's the material he has, making him so damn naive and stupid. I mean, I remember reading the Heroes for Hire comic book, and I don't remember like him being such a like whiny and stupid. He was like the guy calming Luke Cage down, beating people up. Yeah,
I remember Luke was a hothead.
I mean, again, what I felt about Iron Fist was that it was Batman Begins, just with friends.
So I can see the correlation between the two.
But I don't want to see another season of this. And if there is another season, just get rid of the Iron Fist. If the Iron Fist shows up in Luke Cage for one or two episodes, great. But I don't want to see another season of Iron Fist. I don't want to see another season of this show if it has the Iron Fist in it, or if he is the central point of it. Mike emailed me his comments. He would like a second season, but that depends on how each individual show goes from here. All right, so let's get the scores. So Keith, what is your score for the Defenders?
Defenders is watchable. If you are a fan of Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, you would like the Defenders.
They were the most stable characters.
To be the most unstable of characters, she was the most stable of characters. Like
her and Luke.
And
Luke, the most stable characters.
I would probably say they're most consistent.
They came in and their characters are like, as she's an extremely complex character, yet whoever writes for her, the writers for this, understand. Like, they understood her the first time, they understand her character now. Mm-hmm. And it's just an improvement. And it's kind of nice to see that even though she wasn't fulcrum of this, I can see her being taken on because she had the most realistic actions to the whole thing. I mean, she thought like Matt Murdock was just a weirdo person, and she took the investigative angle on everything. She was the one shedding light on how the Hand was affecting everything else out there based on her investigation. And Luke Cage. He was the hero of Harlem. He just came in, and it wasn't him just bumbling around smashing stuff. He tried to save a life. And
he basically continued where he left off.
Yeah, he did. Continue where he left off. It wasn't all rainbows and, like, you know, he comes in and saves the day. He didn't see the bigger picture. Finally, he did see it. And he steps in and tries to do the right thing, of course. Iron Fist, he was an improvement. Finn Jones, he did do a good job as Iron Fist, but the material was crap for him. So I give it a 6.5. Can't recommend you stop everything you're doing and watch the thing, but watchable TV. Not horrible. It's not bad. It's not working. I mean, probably maybe need some more episodes, or maybe needed a different writing team handling it, but whatever. It's over and done with. Hopefully they learn from their mistakes, which I'm sure they will.
All right, James.
I give it a 6. And the reason why I give it a 6 is because I watched it. I was interested in it, but like for the things that I mentioned before, I just thought that Sigourney Weaver was not a strong enough villain for me, and not because of who she is. Good acting chops. It's just that how they portrayed her. And I agree with you 100%, Barry. I believe that her character and Madame Gao should have been interchanged. The fight scenes were okay. I don't know if it's necessarily Iron Fist. I think it's just his fighting style. Because Daredevil's fighting style I enjoyed more. It worked for me. Overall, like I said, I just give it a 6. It was entertaining, but then at the same time, because they focused on Iron Fist, the weakest character out of the whole Defenders, which was a major problem for me, because it seemed like he couldn't carry his own series. What makes him think he could carry this series with three other characters that are way stronger than him, have a stronger character just by themselves? They supersede the whole Iron Fist character in the Marvel Universe, television universe.
Matt?
I'd give this about a 7. I mean, I felt that there were certain parts of the episodes that dragged and didn't have to be there. I think it could have been done better without the force feeding of Iron Fist as the central plot and having more leadership characters such as Daredevil actually have more of a presence. So I'd give it a 7 out of 10. Overall, not bad for the Netflix universe. I didn't expect anything big like the Marvel Cinematic Universe kind of production, but it does what it had to do for our street level group of superheroes.
Let me get to Mike's score. Mike is giving this a 7.5. Does the Iron Fist actually develop into a solid character without the hand? How will these shows progress with the antagonists, and how will they hold up to the standards that have already been set? And then he also says the other characters outside of the Iron Fist remain consistent from their individual series, Daredevil being the strongest. He's not a fan of Jessica Jones as the series, so his ranking stands Daredevil, Luke Cage, The Defenders, Jessica Jones, Iron Fist. This is how he's ranking the series in general. So for me, I'm giving this a 5.5. As I stated before, anything dealing with Iron Fist is the main problem with this Netflix Marvel universe. This show, having him, his destiny be, this is what it's supposed to be. This is what we waited for a mediocre character to be important. And
it seems forced.
Yeah. And you have all these better side characters. I'd rather see a Misty show rather than Iron Fist. So let's say if the Misty show, before she lost her arm, anything like that, was more Law and Order-like, just with some superhero aspects, I would rather watch that show. I would rather watch a Night Nurse show more than this. And I'm talking about Iron Fist, not The Defenders. But again, the main problems are that the story, the way that the action is shot, the way that the villains are, that you have these impossible villains that no one can defeat. They can't defeat them on their own, but then you just have one person decapitating somebody. And you never really understood the extent of the hand's powers, because they're coming back to life. So how are they coming back to life and just dying in average ways?
They had the substance, which what they can use to bring themselves back to
life.
I'm
saying the Lazarus Pit, basically.
But again, even still, they are supposed to be supervillains, these mystical characters that have ultimate fighting skills. And you just have these average characters. That doesn't make sense. And we'll just end it on that. I don't know. I wouldn't even say don't watch the show, but if you want to take some time, just don't burn through it. Just watch the episode tonight. But that's the Beast Gang podcast. You can find more of our podcast at beastgang.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
I told you we were going to all agree on this shit. I knew it. I fucking knew it, man. I fucking knew it.
Well, I mean, Mike and Matt gave slightly higher
the highest
than
score,
average.
But we all said the same thing, though.
Nah, man, Mike diverged, man. And Jessica Jones is almost at the same level as Iron Fist.
Who said that?
Mike.
Yeah, he did put the series down. He said he wasn't a fan of Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones was strong TV. I'm just saying, man.
It's more of a dramatic show for Jessica Jones.